Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good buddy Jeffrey Zavar, 18-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the top word men in the world. He helps his clients get their message across. If you need somebody help, if you need a wordsmith, he's the man, Jeffrey Zavar. Thanks again for being here. Jeffrey, by the way, folks, is an award-winning journalist, national award by the SBA, also author of 3 books on being home-based. So check him out at gotwords.com or chiefhomeofficer.com and find out all things he's got going on. Hey, Jeffrey, social media, we talked in the previous segment about catching your bread upon the water, going out and prospecting, not worrying about, work people up if you get a hot prospect, work them up, sure. Try to do business with them this year. Of course you want to do that. But if they don't hit this year, don't worry about it and don't feel like you wasted your time.
Right.
Because in time it will come back to you. Social media, a couple of things on that I want to talk about. Number one, it's the way you have to think about social media.
Right.
Social media is like brand building. It's not a call to action. It's less of a call to action type of a scenario than it is a brand building slow motion kind of a thing, right?
Right, absolutely.
But like the fishing we talked about, you got to have your hook in the water.
Right. Absolutely. And be prepared to know, especially with the way social media is, that it's powerful, it's direct, and it brings voice to your marketing outreach, but it brings others' voices to the marketing outreach, and it becomes a very strong testimonial. I had an experience recently where Robbie, my wife, and I bought a travel trailer to, now that we're empty nesters, ready to get out of Dodge. So, but we had an experience at the dealer that kind of upset us. There was something that was supposed to be done on delivery. It was not done. They denied that it needed doing, that's the way it's supposed to be. I'm like, that's not the way it's supposed to be. They said, okay, whatever. Well, they put it in the service order. It's supposed to be done by the time we show up. We show up, we get done with our walkthrough. The thing still hadn't been done. 3 hours later on a hot Saturday afternoon, the work is finally done. And it means that we leave 3 hours later, we arrive at a campground 3 hours later. Everything is just pushed back. Mm-hmm. But it's something that should have been done. I sent a letter to the company, an email, sort of as I call a nasty gram, saying, this should have been done. I want the email for your owners so I can reach out, because their name is all over the website and whatever. And, they were a little dismissive, but they finally, get me the general manager's name. The general manager called me, and we spent close to 25 minutes on the phone. And it was not a rant fest. It was a conversation. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I was asked...
Did you feel that she was sincerely trying to listen and to not dismiss you?
Yeah, and one of the things that any of us who have dealt with a manager, and maybe not as much an owner, but sometimes an owner, but a manager or a VP, somebody with an organization, sometimes you get the feeling, okay, I'm going to put Jeff on, I'm going to go on mute, let him rant, and I'm going to work in the background, and just let him feel like he's doing well. She, I felt, truly listened. And, offered up some goodies, right. There was something that needed fixing. She said, look, you get it fixed, you send me a bill, because I don't live in their market. So it's one of those things that I need to have done here. She said, you get it fixed, you send me a bill, and I'll reimburse you. And give me I know your address, it's in our files. I'm going to send you a little care package to thank you. But then she said something else, which I think was pretty telling and something we have to keep in mind. She goes, what do I need to do to make sure that you don't post your complaints on social media?
Mm-hmm.
And, it's really telling, because this is a company that is, look, they're selling big ticket items. It's not like they're, as we spoke previously, it's not like your corner retail store that sells widgets, even though it's not any less important.
Right.
She's selling a big ticket item that she's
knows concerned. She knows that for every negative review like you could have put up, she's got to have 10 good ones, and it didn't sound like her organization is capable of getting 10 good ones.
Yeah, and I went through, and I looked myself. You know, I looked at reviews from the organization. As much as I looked at reviews for the model we were going to buy, I looked for reviews of the organization. You know, what are people saying about this organization? There were a lot of good, there were a couple of bad, and then you dive into the bad. What was it? What was it that made it bad? Was it service?
Could anybody make this guy happy?
Yeah.
Or does he have a legitimate gripe? Well, and the thing is, here's the thing that we need to point out. You were that general manager's best friend that day.
Right. Right.
Because you took the time to write them and to tell them first. You gave her a huge gift, and she recognized that, and she responded. And so, folks, please act like that general manager did. Don't act like her people did. Act like she did.
Well, it's funny that she took that. She told me, and I do not believe this was lip service. She told me that she read my email the day before, you know, I sent the email late Monday. She read it Tuesday, and she said, I already took this to my service manager. And I said, what happened here? I already had my meeting with my people, and some of this stuff came up. One of the things, for example, was they detail it before you leave. Okay, they clean it up, they wipe dust off, they mop the floors. I said, look, there was mud outside, and one of your service guys kept walking in and out and tracking mud in. And she's like, and I said, look, I'm not one of those guys.
That's a lesson.
But it was a lesson. She said, thank you for today's lesson.
Absolutely.
I will carry it forward.
There you go, folks. Please listen. Please do what she did. Jeffrey, thank you for that lesson today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Give us the website quickly.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and JeffZabar.com.
Check it out, folks. Thanks, Jeff. See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.